Welcome to episode 6 of I almost forgot the name of the
And the
podcast.
episode number.
And yeah, I'm laughing because right before we started this, I asked Nori what episode number we were on and she was off. And thank God I'm on here. Welcome to episode 6 of The Waiting Room with your host, Maria Nori. Today's episode is actually a very special one. It's in honor of the most precious creatures walking this planet. Moms, or as Nori would like to call them, moms.
Mums.
Mumsies. So, in honor of Mother's Day, we thought it would be really sweet and special to dedicate this episode to the women that hold it down. Mamas.
Oh yeah. Mums.
Mamas. So, I thought it would be fun to, although, yes, we are friends and we know a lot about each other, I don't think I've ever spoken to you about things when it comes to your mom. And like we talk about our moms and how much we love our moms, but I don't know if we know like too much about our moms.
Sure.
So
Me
I think
neither.
this will be a fun little challenge to see.
I've met your mom. You've never met mine. Crazy.
Wow.
Crazy.
Remind me on our podcast. I already put enough pressure on myself about that, but sheesh. Call me out
Lived with
on the
you
Mother's Day
guys.
episode.
Damn. Yeah, it's about time you come here and live with us.
I know I have to come visit her because she
Me
needs to feel what love from a daughter really feels like.
too. You're right. You
I
mean a son.
can teach her daughter a few things about loving, being a loving daughter.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to our
Okay.
episode. First question I have for you. What makes mom special to you?
I think this is an easy one. I think every mom, especially mine, and yours, is just selfless. You know, they don't think about themselves when it comes to their children. And that is the one thing I would say. I mean, there's plenty of things, but that's like the major key, is that they're so selfless and they don't think twice. You know what I mean? They do not think twice.
I
Although I
agree.
don't have kids. But man, that is special. That is special. And that's something that I look at, and I, even without kids, I try to be. What about you?
You had the better answer. But I think piggybacking off of what you said, I think what makes them so special is no matter how they're feeling, they never make you feel what they actually really are probably feeling inside. So if they're having a bad day, they will not project that on you and make you feel the burden of that. Like they really do try to make the day better, no matter what their day is like. Or at least I think every mom is different, but mine has shown me such unconditional love with no matter what her day was like. When she would see me, it would just be instant love and I would feel that love from her. I didn't feel whatever she was feeling inside. She really, moms do a good job. A good mom does a good job with really tucking down how they feel so they can just give you all the love.
100%. And that goes back to just being selfless. Like,
Yeah.
it's not about them at all. It's about you and them not wanting you to feel a certain type of way, even off of their own energy. And that's just, man, I just love moms, man. I really do.
Same.
Like,
You
not
know
even
what?
just our own. Like my sisters are moms, your sisters are
Yeah.
moms, or your sister is a mom. Like, you just see it at different stages of life as well. And it's just crazy to see that being selfless is really within every single mom, I think.
I
The ones that I
agree.
know anyway.
Have you seen, since your sisters have become moms, have you seen them change or evolve as people?
Yeah, they're more patient. They're a lot more patient, but they're still themselves.
I
Still
agree.
themselves. Yeah.
My sister definitely was my older sister. She's a mom and she's an amazing mom. And I've seen her be more. She wasn't always, she's not really like a big affectionate person. Like if I go to hug her, she'll be like, "What's going on?" Like she'll get concerned. She's not like a, "Come here, like hug
All
me."
right.
But I've seen her become like such a loving, warm mom with her kids. And I still look at her like, I'm like, I can't believe that this is the sister I grew up with. And it's such a beautiful moment to just see her become that.
Agreed.
I
I'm
love
kind
that.
of, you know what? I'm so glad they haven't really changed though, because When that's one thing I was scared of, is that they would change. Like, can I talk to them the same? Like, are they going to be the same person? Like, will they have enough time? But weirdly enough, though, they have been able to have more time. And I think actually that's probably because they want us to look after the kids 24/7, but it is what it is. And it's still fun. Like, you know, we always used to have like card games and stuff, and that hasn't changed either.
Oh, I love that. No, you know what's so funny? Me and my older sister have gotten a lot closer emotionally since she became a mom. Now she'll call me when she's like on her way to work. She'll even call me when she's with the kids. I feel like now I talk to her more than I did before she became a wife and a mom. It's like now I feel like having kids unlocked a certain part of her heart for us to be able to connect on certain things. Whereas before, not to say we didn't have conversations, but it wasn't as deep. It was more on the surface level. Now we actually talk about things like our relationships and life and our feelings. Like, it's so weird because she wasn't the sister for that at all. But now we do like three-way calls, me and my sisters, and we just like talk about, I'm literally just a girl, so we talk about feelings.
I love that.
Yeah. I
Love that.
have another question. What is something that your mom taught you that has stayed with you throughout the years?
I think she instilled wanting something more for ourselves, always wanting something more for yourself. And she always wanted us to do something. Didn't really matter what it was. It was just do something and be great at it. And I took that on with music and blindsided her. She was like, I didn't mean that. But
Hilarious.
she eventually came around to it. And now that she's seen just kind of what I actually do, she loves it and she actually gets excited now, which is, I've wanted that for the longest time because she's always been like, you know, want more for yourself type of thing. So, you know, my sisters are engineers and lawyers and businesswomen, and like I'm a businesswoman as well, but music always came first. So
Yeah.
I wanted her to be proud of me doing that and doing it successfully. And
Aww.
now she's just super, super proud. So that's one thing that always stuck with me was wanting more for yourself.
I love that.
Still do. There's plenty of stuff that I want to do and I'm doing them. Everything takes time. So it's just, but it's that's instilled in me. Like,
That's
what about
beautiful.
you? What's something that
I mean, she still instills this in me every single day just to keep my faith no matter where I go and whatever room I step into, to always remember I'm stepping in that room with God. So always remember that. She always would tell me, you're stepping in and stepping out of that room with God. So just be very mindful of what you do.
Oh, I
Yeah.
love that.
I used to think she would tell me that because she would say, you know, I'm not with you, but God's watching you everywhere. And as a kid, you're like, okay, she's scaring me to not do anything wrong. But as you get older, you're like, no,
That's a
she's
good one.
basically saying she can't protect you in every room, but God will.
Oh, I
So,
love that.
yeah,
That's very true.
she's great for that.
She is. Love her.
Next question. I like this one.
Uh-oh.
Was there a moment that you realized that your mom is just a person and not just a mom?
Yeah, I think there's quite a few times I've seen that. One was when I was a kid, and it was when she got her license for the first time, and like it was such a cute moment because, you know, we just seen her in the kitchen all the time, cleaning, cooking, just being a mother. And then she's always wanted to drive though, and in our family it was kind of just
Wow.
my dad was gonna drive, and I don't know, it was kind of like he didn't want her to drive type of thing, so she didn't have that much freedom. So when
Oh.
she yeah so when she kind of got when she got her license, we all the kids hopped in the car, and keep in mind the six of us all hopped in the car, and she was just like testing out driving with us in the
Who
car
sat in the trunk?
down the street. No, I think it was like one of those minivans. It was so cute. And we were all just like, oh my God, you're driving. It was just such a cute moment. And
Oh, that's a wholesome moment.
yeah, it was. It was.
That's the same thing with me. The best memories that I have of my mom, I'm like, wow, she's really just a human who gave up everything for us, was when first time was when she was so excited to take the train into New York City with us. And to just, we went to like a restaurant. It was the most simplest thing. And she was so excited to be on the train to the point where, like, anybody who's ridden the New York City subway knows there's like performers on the subway every single day. And you just pop your headphones in and you just ignore it. My mom was so excited about it. She was like clapping for them. They probably felt like this was their moment because they
They
probably have
were
gotten no
Elvis in
love
that
from
moment.
anybody. Yeah, she was like tipping them. She has such a great time. Like when they sell nuts in New York City and hot dogs, she bought the nuts, she bought the hot dog. Like it was, mind you, she grew up in New York, but it just, she didn't really get to experience that part of it. It just, she became a mom so young. So.
It is. That's what it is. They became moms at such a young age that they just kind of gave up everything for us,
Yeah.
literally. When you think about it, like my mom wanted to study, she wanted to do all of these things, but she couldn't, you know?
My
And
mom too, but she has no regrets. My mom loved being a mom. Like anytime I talk to her about, do you ever like feel sad about not getting to do anything? And she said, you'll understand. She always tells me I'll understand when I'm a mom, but once you become a mom and you see what you sacrifice all that for, it's a no-brainer at that point. It's, you have so much love for your children that you don't look at it as regret. You look at it as this was my purpose. Like I stepped into what I was supposed to really be doing. But I feel like they're living that, the things that they may have wanted to do, they're gonna live that through our lives without having to do all the schooling and hardships that we had to
sure.
do to get there for certain things. So don't worry, they'll reap the benefits.
Oh, for sure. No, they already are. So she's like, I'm fine with nobody like doing anything, which is cute. I mean, they deserve it. They really do.
Absolutely.
I would do it 100.
How has your relationship with your mom changed as you've gotten older?
I just have such. I've always had a soft spot for her, but it's just grew even more. I've just realized that time is very precious and. I don't know. I love being around her and my family. Like, that is really what fills my heart so much that everything else doesn't really matter as much. And, you know, I just want to see her be happy. And me being around is part of that. But it is like, I know anytime I go overseas, like, it's just in the back of my mind that she's not alone because she has like the rest of my family, but I feel like a part of her is missing. So I never want her to feel that way for long periods of time. So I always try to be here as much as possible because I don't know, you know, you just want to enjoy the moments that we have together for as long as possible. And that's definitely
I love that.
definitely it. What about you?
What's changed over the years with me and my mom's relationship is that I'm not scared of her anymore. I think we've outgrown that. Now I live on my own and I'm not scared of her. Like I'm still scared of her, but like I'm not scared of her. It's not the same fear.
Not
It's
in
now
the
like I
same,
don't want to
like you're not
disappoint her
going to
fear.
get bashed or something.
I used to be scared I was going to get beaten. Now my fear is I don't want to disappoint her, but I'm more vulnerable and honest with her with a lot more in my life
Yo,
because I feel
you
like
know what's
she
crazy
wants to
is
know that.
I would rather get beat
I
than disappoint her.
agree.
Because it's such a it's the it's a more worse feeling than just because you're just like, damn, I really gotta live with this. Whereas the beating is just like quick.
Right. I'll heal in a week. Bruises go away.
I
Let me
Yo,
stop. Like, I mean, I'm over
you
the
know
age now, so
what?
they can't take her away, but
You're right. My mom used to threaten to take us away.
it's so funny. When we were kids and we would get hit, we would threaten my mom with that, and she would be like, here's the phone, call them.
Give us to the government and stuff. Yeah, at the times. Yeah, I love those times. Yeah,
Oh, what a time! What a
I
time.
loved it. I loved it.
I was watching this video on Instagram and it really touched my heart. Do you know the most common last words of someone dying is?
God, now what?
Mama.
Yo, it's depressing.
Isn't that so morbid?
Yo, that's like a 360 kind of. That's so sad.
That's how you know moms are the most precious, most deserving people because no matter what age, too, the statistic was saying it doesn't matter how old somebody was, it could be someone very young. And a lot of the times it's older, like older people.
worse. I don't know. It's even worse when they're older, I
I
suppose.
know.
Like, I have the soft spot. It's just like, oh, that's so sad.
Mama. But that just, that tells you the amount of love they received over the years in that most frail, most, a lot of people are at their most scared in that moment because it's like, what's on the other side? We've even for the believers of what's on the other side, it's still a moment of like, I'm going through this actually by myself, and that I'm going to go to the other side. And you really don't know where you're going to end up on the other side until you end up on the other side.
True.
So I think it's for you to say mama, that says how much mama made you feel protected.
Exactly. That's so true. That's so
I know. When I saw that, I was just like, I have to tell Nori because that's so
Have
sweet.
another.
So I waited for this moment to tell you.
I love
Yeah.
that, but it's so sad at the same time.
Next question.
Please.
Is there a belief or a value that you hold that you learned from your mom?
There is plenty. I take everything from that woman, but I mean, yeah, I mean, like you said before, it's just to always believe in God and make sure you're praying. That for sure. Anytime I've even gone away, she's just over my head praying and making sure I always pray. And yeah, I would say that. I would say, I mean, she knows my belief in God is very strong. I think she would always just say pray all the time, pray about it. Because the one person that's going to answer is the one you pray to. You know what I mean? So
Absolutely.
I would say that for sure. For
I
sure.
love that.
What about
I'm
you?
going to say the same thing. My mom has always instilled throughout everything, pray. You're having a bad day,
Prayer.
pray. You're anxious, pray. Just never lose your
Exactly.
life of prayer or never stop talking to God.
For
I feel like
sure.
that's my mom's biggest accomplishment. If there's one thing she would want us to say that we learned and that we carried with us, is our belief with God. And even though at times it feels like maybe some of us have gone astray, in my heart always remained locked in with God. I never doubted God, God's existence, God's love. I sometimes, as a human, question why certain things would happen, but that's just because of my own human ignorance and not understanding. But I think over the years and over through time, I've learned to just shut up and listen. And
Sure, same. Same, same.
so yeah.
Trying to think of what I've taught my mom.
Oh my
Like,
God, that's a whole other episode. How to use the computer.
for
How
sure.
to
No,
text with
like I'm talking
emojis.
about because she used to be so fearful of me even going overseas, like for the first time when I went. She was so scared. And I feel like I taught her that, like she's very brave. But I feel like I showed her a different type of brave.
Same.
Yeah. So when she seen me do that, it's like she was a bit more comfortable when she traveled too. She's like, she can do it. I could do it. You
You
know?
know what? When my mom would come visit me here, she was so scared, even though she never traveled here by herself, she always travels with somebody here. She was so scared to travel. So she would get to the airport early. It's just like she would want to check in early. She just needed to be at the airport early, even if it meant like 2 hours before the flight was going to take off. It just made her feel more comfortable to be there, be by the gate, check in. And it's just, she's gotten a lot more braver with that. But I think, yeah, to answer, I've taught my mom a lot of things. I've taught my mom how to text with emojis properly. And now she like runs rampant with it. The one thing I regret teaching her is about Instagram, because now her and my dad, Jesus, they send reels and TikToks to me. They send it on the apps and then they'll text them because I don't respond on the apps. And I'm like, you gotta, like, you guys spam me. There's no way I'm gonna get to 50 reels in the morning. So you gotta, like, be patient. The same patience you have taught me, dishing it right back.
You're right.
Okay, next question. Okay. What is one question that you wish you can ask your mom before you can't?
Ooh,
Ooh.
deep.
I know. I mean, they are getting deeper. I can go first because I just thought of one. If you could go back before we even came here, would you do it all again the same way? And if not, what would you change?
Wait, what?
If she had the ability to go back in time before she got married and had kids, would she change anything? Like, even if it meant like starting, the family 10 years later or 5 years later, but God told her you will still have the same kids and the same husband, like, would you change anything? Like, is there something you would have done? Or would you have just done it later on in
So
life?
you want
Like,
me to speak on behalf of like my mom of what I think?
yeah.
She'll probably
Okay.
she'll probably say, regret meeting my dad.
Yeah, but like you get your,
But
I've seen a picture of your dad. Like you get your eyebrows from your dad. There's like good physical, like not to get all vain here, but there's some physical qualities that our fathers have given us. Like I always tell my dad, like he gave me the
I'm
lashes, the
saying that's what my
brows.
mom would say, not what
Oh,
I'm saying.
yeah.
No, I would never, no,
You
I
don't
have
feel
no
like you
regret.
have his love for music? I don't know if she would say that because there's certain qualities that you may not know, but because she had kids with him, she sees all her kids have a piece of her and have a piece of him.
Yeah, no, for sure.
And I don't think she would want to change. Maybe she does want to
I
change certain
don't
parts of
think
you
my mom would
guys.
care.
A thing a mom won't admit is that. So.
My mom's stubborn. That is one thing that she is. And
Oh.
I mean, she will always talk about, her life. And she had a rough life. She had a rough
Wow.
relationship, a rough life. So now she is beyond happy, which is amazing. And that's what you want.
She
But
deserves
it's,
it. She
she
paid her
definitely
dues.
does. She definitely does. Like, I'm telling you, these stories of like, on the dad side of the family and stuff is
Wow.
insane. But that's just a testament to her because she really is the strongest person I know. If I had gone through any of that, I mean, I'd probably be in jail.
I was gonna say, I know you wouldn't break. Maybe you would break some
I,
things, but you wouldn't
no,
break.
no, but if nothing changed, a more serious answer is she would have added like wanting to study. Yeah, she would have wanted that to learn like proper English, and to be around her family more.
You wanna hear something funny about that? My grandma moved to America. Had a whole family and lived here for a long time. She made sure not to learn English. She made it like a point. And I asked her, I'm like, you lived here all these years. Why didn't you learn it? And she said, I didn't need to learn it. But she understands, like, if I speak English, she'll understand everything I'm saying. It's just she doesn't speak it back. But it's just so funny that she spent a good chunk of her life in Brooklyn and never tried to learn English.
That's so cute. That's so traditional.
Yeah, she was
That's like
like, it.
sticking to your roots.
Yeah. So, but she was also a stay-at-home. Like, she didn't really have to go out in the workforce. Like, trust me, she would have had to learn three languages if she had to go out and work. So it's a little different. But
That's so
moms,
cool.
grandmas, they're also special.
They are. They're so
And,
special.
I want to wrap this episode by saying that I know if you're listening or if you're watching this, you may not have a mom in your life that fits the cookie cutter mold of loving and warm. But I think something to remember is that moms are doing life for the first time, just like we're doing life for the first time. So that's something to consider and remember. And that doesn't change anything. That doesn't take away your pain if you have any pain that you're holding. But it is something to consider. And I think what makes us better people is to be more empathetic and understanding and loving and forgiving. So that is just my little message about moms, because I know someone watching this might not be able to relate. But you know what? Break the cycle. Be an amazing mom or be an amazing aunt, you know?
And shout out to the dads that have to be the moms as well,
Oh, yeah.
it's not easy. And hats off to you guys too.
Take the hat off.
Yeah, really.
Figurative hat off. There we go. That's
There we
what
go.
I'm talking about. A woman of her word. And they say women don't walk what they talk.
See what we do?
Oh
Gotta fix myself.
my gosh. But happy Mother's Day to all the mamas.
Happy Mother's Day.